What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I appreciate every one of you for joining me on today. If you're over on my Feel the Beat web radio station at 6 a.m., thank you so much for getting up so early to support. If you're listening to me at any other time of the day on any of my other platforms, such as Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Spotify. If you're listening to me on any of my platforms, I want to say thank you so much for pressing that play button. You know, you could have been anywhere else in the world right now, but you decided to press the play button and support, and it means so, so much. If you are a subscriber, thank you so much for joining my team, for supporting me and believing in me. If you're considering subscribing, it is $2.99 a month. I've lowered the price. So, yeah, go ahead and subscribe and join my team. So, today has been an amazing, amazing day. Of course, I gave thanks when I woke up this morning. I woke up positive, happy. Regardless what was going on around me, I stay positive and happy. I enjoy peace. I enjoy not bickering and arguing. I enjoy that. So if you are around any negative people, please distance yourself. If you're in a situation where you can't distance yourself, then you have to learn how to kind of tune that noise out. And I've kind of mastered that. You can always listen to music. You can put your earbuds in. If you have noise canceling headsets, you can do any of that. Or you could just focus on something or someone that makes you happy. Whatever you do, think positive thoughts. You know, it's very, very easy to get hung up on the negative things, the gossip. It's very easy to get drawn into that. But in this stage, in this season, we're not going to fall for that. We're thinking about positive things. We're setting goals. We're trying to reach our higher selves. And if anyone brings you negativity, walk away. Let them know that you don't have time for anything negative, that you are striving for excellence, that you are becoming your higher self. And if people know that they can't play with you like that, or they can't come to you with negative things, then eventually they're going to stop bringing it to you. So you have to make that known. Just let them know. I don't deal with negativity. I surround myself with positive things and positive people. Let them know. Flash a smile at them. If they're sitting up just being negative for no reason, being a Debbie Downer, flash a smile at them. Tell them to have an amazing day. Say something positive to them. You know, sometimes when people are just being evil and negative, you being happy will irritate them. It will irritate the crap out of them, actually. That's because those evil entities are taking over their body and their spirits. And they're trying their best to bring you down. But I tell you what, we're not falling for it. We're not falling for it. But overall, I hope that everyone that is listening to me, everyone that's within the sound of my voice, I wish you love and light. Get out there and enjoy nature every morning when you wake up. Say thanks, live in gratitude, and just be happy. be happy. Life is extremely too short to be sad and negative. I just don't understand some people. Some people thrive on being negative just for no reason. And if there's no chaos and no negativity, it's like they just can't function. Like they have to be around negativity. And I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't. And for the most part, I don't deal with those type of people. I mean, I will walk away really quick. I will block them if I have to. Family members and all can get it. And check on your neighbors, everybody. Check on your neighbors. Not your actual neighbors that live next door to you, but just check on people. Check on your friends. Check on your family. You never know what people are going through. And I can speak on this, and I've spoken about this in another episode like a while back, but I'll speak on it again for all of my new listeners. So back when COVID first hit, I ran into a situation with a job that I was on for 18 years. 18 years. And the job let me go. And the reason why they let me go was really messed up. And fast forward to, I was trying to collect my unemployment. So the personnel manager lied. Lied. And I thought we weren't friends or anything, but, you know, I worked with this lady for many, many years. And I actually thought she was a good person, but she lied on me. This lady told the people that called her that I just stopped coming to work and she hadn't heard from me. That was a bold-faced lie. If anything I despise is a liar. A liar. And I will go above and beyond and out of my way to prove that you are a liar. So that's exactly what I did. I kept all of my paperwork. I kept a paper trail. I kept all of my emails, any phone calls. I had proof, screenshots of phone calls, because keep in mind, this lady said she hadn't heard from me, that I just stopped coming to work. Yet I had screenshots showing that I called and, you know, the duration of the phone call, all of that was recorded. And fast forward to, they made a decision on the case, and of course I won, and they had to pay me. They had to pay me. They found out that she was lying. I told you, I was going to go above and beyond to prove that she was a liar. So yeah, they had to pay me for a couple of years, actually. Really, really nice too. Yeah. But the point that I'm getting to is, I was on that job for 18 years, and with them treating me the way they did and lying on me and all of that, it sent me into a really, really deep depression. And a lot of people didn't know this. Like, you know, a lot of people just noticed that I just stopped coming around. They hadn't seen me, hadn't heard from me and all of that, because first of all, I am always the strong friend. I'm the strong family member. Like, anytime anyone else is like going through things, I'm the one that's giving uplifting words and encouraging words and checking on them. I'm the one that's doing that. So usually when you have a strong friend, and you think that this person has it all together, You know, they're human too. They have problems. They have issues. And I hid it well. A lot of people didn't know what was going on, but I went through a really deep depression. And when I say I went through that depression, like, I didn't go anywhere for a really, really, really long time. A lot of the things that made me happy, I just stopped doing them. And I mean, it was just so many things that took place during that time. My marriage was chaotic. And like, a lot of things happened. And I, on this journey I've been on, I've realized that everything that I went through, I was supposed to go through that. But in that moment when I was going through it, I didn't see it that way. It was like, why is all this stuff happening to me? Like, I'm a good person. I'm always helping people. I'm always doing for others. Like, what's going on? That's me being naive and not knowing much. So, being on this journey, I've realized that I was supposed to go through all of that, every bit of it. The job let me go because I wouldn't let that job go. There were so many things that I was supposed to be doing. I was not walking in my purpose working at that job for all of those years and getting promotions at that job, moving up in the company. And I was okay. I actually loved my job. I guess you could say I loved my customers and I love what I did. Now, the people, that's a different story. Yeah, the people were something else. And it was just time for me to move on. It was. And had that job not let me go, I honestly can't say that I would have gone back to school right away. Like, as soon as the job let me go. Well, no, before the job let me go, I was in school. And I decided to walk in my purpose, to go back to school, to finish school, finish what I started so many years ago. What else did I do? I started my social medias. I started my podcast. Like, I did so many things. And it's like, that job that I love so much was holding me back. It wasn't helping me. It was holding me back. And sometimes the Most High would shake things up and get your attention and let you know that you need to do something different. Sometimes when we stay in situations too long, something will happen that will let you know that it's time to move on, that you don't need to be in that situation anymore. You could just feel it in your spirit that it's time to move on. And even though we feel it in our spirit sometimes, we still stay. I'm guilty of that. When I speak to you, I'm speaking to myself as well. We stay in these situations and then things just keep happening over and over and over. And it's like, why is this happening to me? Like, what am I doing wrong? And the answer is right there. All along, the answer is right there. You're not walking in your purpose. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be doing something bigger. You're supposed to be helping someone else. And until you get it, until you decide that you're going to walk in your purpose and do what you were called to do, you're going to keep bumping your head. I kept bumping my head over and over. I still bump my head sometimes. I don't have everything figured out. I'm still learning. But I'm paying attention. I'm learning. I'm staying on the path. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And not only am I doing what I'm supposed to do, I'm helping other people as well. See, sometimes people get to where they need to be and they just forget about everybody else. You can't be selfish. Some of those things you went through can help somebody else. You can reach back and help somebody else. Sometimes when you feel in your spirit that something is just not right with other people, like you may need to check on somebody, go check on them. Go check on them. You never know what people are battling, what they're dealing with. And I tell you, depression is something else. Depression will have you in the bed for days. Depression will have you overeating. It will have you not eating. Depression is something else. And that is something that I can talk about because I've been there. I've been there. I've been in a relationship that was broken. I've been cheated on. I've had all of these things that happened to me. And in the moment, I was wondering why. What did I do wrong? And you know what's crazy? The person told me that you did absolutely nothing wrong. Nothing. You were the perfect partner. You didn't do anything wrong. Who in their right mind, would be willing to lose someone that has done nothing but be good to you and uplift you, encourage you, and help you? Who in their right mind would just risk it all to lose someone like that? You can't be in your right mind. I just believe that sometimes people are greedy. They have everything in the world at home, right there in their face. But instead of enjoying what's at home, they'd rather look elsewhere, just being greedy. And I want to encourage you on today, if you've been in those situations and you've been cheated on, you've been dogged out, you know you've done nothing wrong, but try to help people. Push people to walk in their purpose. If you know you've done the right thing, hold your head up. Hold your head up. I understand it may hurt. I know it may put you in depression, may stress you out. You might even lose some hair behind it. Trust me, I've been there, I know. Someone that hasn't been in those situations, they wouldn't know. They don't know what I'm talking about. Some people will probably ask, how could you get that depressed to the point where you're losing your hair? Or you're losing weight. You're gaining weight. You feel like you're going to lose your mind. Like, how could you let someone get you to that point? Everybody's not equipped with the strength or the knowledge to deal with situations like that. Eventually, you'll find your way out. But during your storm, when that situation is going on, sometimes you may feel hopeless and you feel like you're alone. You feel like you can't talk to anyone. You may even feel like people won't even believe you. Trust me, I know. I've been there. But I tell you what, I know one person that you can talk to any time of the day or night. They'll never leave you or forsake you. They'll always believe you. They'll wipe your tears away and comfort you in your time of need. And I'm talking about the Most High. That is the only reason that I made it out of those situations. That is the only reason. Because I tell you, I felt alone. And I felt like I actually could not talk to anyone about what was going on. And sometimes when you're going through things, you don't need to talk to anyone. You don't need to tell people your business sometimes. You know, if you don't have a trustworthy source, companion, friend, family member, sometimes people are just nosy. You know, they seem like they're concerned about what's going on with you in your life. Meanwhile, they're just collecting information so that they can have a conversation to talk about you. Use discernment. You have to use discernment. And I tell you, if any of you are guilty of talking about people, please think about this. What if that was you in that situation? What if that was you? What if you were going through the situation that that person is going through, and you didn't have anyone? You didn't have family, you didn't have friends, you didn't have anyone. So you trusted someone to talk to and tell them your problems. You confided in them. And instead of keeping it confidential, they went and told other people, your most vulnerable information. Imagine how you would feel. It's just good to be good people. It's good to be trustworthy and loyal. Don't take people's personal information and spread it like it's just the latest gossip and something to talk about. Because I tell you, karma is real. That same dirt that you dish out is going to come back. However, if you send out love, that same love is going to come back to you. Abundance, light, peace, joy. Send all of those things out and watch it come back to you and watch how great your life is. It's just good to be a good person. It really is. Especially when people are trusting in you and they just want you to be a shoulder. Have compassion for people. The same compassion you would want someone to have for you. Just think about that, you guys. I can recall conversations where I've overheard people talking about people, putting them down, talking about their marriages, their personal business, talking about just water cooler talk, barbershop, beauty shop talk. No one's talking about how to help these people, how to lend a hand. No one's talking about that. But instead, they're laughing, joking, and making fun of people because they're going through things. Like I stated earlier, depression is real. And you may be the very person to send people into a deeper depression because of your mouth. Instead of sending out love and hugging them, wishing them well, you're talking about them. So, I want you all to practice more love. Practice sending out more love. And the first love starts with yourself. And anyone that has self-love will never put another person down. You wouldn't. Because you would actually think about the damage it would do to the next person. You would have empathy for them. When you have self-love, all of that same love and grace that you show yourself is going to come back to you in a big bow. It's going to be wrapped up with a big bow on it. And when you receive it, it's going to feel so familiar. I'm telling you what I know. You guys, I am going to go ahead and end today's podcast. I would like to thank you all once again for joining me, for stopping by, for constantly coming by. All of my new listeners, thank you so much for taking a chance on me. And I hope I said something today that will encourage you, that would encourage you to think about, you know, things. If that's you that's not showing love, that's talking about people, hopefully my words will encourage you to not do that, because you don't want that karma. You don't want that same energy that you're giving out of putting people down to come back to you. Try putting out love into the universe and watch it manifest. I tell you, when that love come back to you, it's going to be so amazing. So continue to be positive no matter what. No matter who doesn't like it, continue to be positive. Continue to put your best foot forward. Continue to live out your dreams. Continue to become your higher self. In the face of all of your haters, all the naysayers, people that don't believe in you, people that have possibly put you down, people that said you couldn't do it, continue to show up and show out. and do it all with grace and a smile on your face. Don't be cocky. Just have a smile on your face. And know that the Most High is guiding your steps and walking right there with you. You guys, I want you all to go out there and have the most amazing day. I want you to know that you are beautiful. You are amazing. And you can do anything that you want to do. I believe in you. But first, I want you to believe in yourself. Okay? Know that the Most High loves you so much. And I love you as well. And I will see you in the next episode.